Chairman Simons has been a consistent supporter of the continuation and indeed the expansion of the FTC's merger retrospective program, a lot of which, most of which takes place in the Bureau of Economics. Indeed, I can go back to my very first conversation I ever had with Joe, that conversation was dominated by many of the topics that will be covered by the four panels today. So it's great to have a chairman that appreciates both the historical, ongoing, and central role of merger retrospectives and the FTC's important and long-standing commitment to self-evaluation, criticism, and learning. So with all that said, it's my pleasure to introduce our opening speaker, Joseph J. Simons, chairman of the FTC.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our hearing on merger retrospectives. I've been waiting a long time for this. One of the primary reasons for holding our hearings on competition and consumer protection in the 21st century is to see how we are doing in terms of merger enforcement. Are we doing it the right way? And if not, how do we fix it? Achieving this purpose could also have an important effect on refreshing the strong bipartisan consensus on merger enforcement that existed for the past two decades or more. My belief is that merger retrospectives can play a critical role in making sure that our merger enforcement approach is on the mark and done with a strong bipartisan consensus. In instances where merger retrospective studies are feasible, we can directly test whether a decision to seek relief was appropriate or not, and whether remedies were effective in those cases in which we did obtain relief. We can also use retrospectives to test the tools that antitrust agencies use in analyzing anti-competitive mergers, such as guppies and merger simulations. That our methods of analysis make sense in theory is, of course, very important. But if they don't enable us to make reliable predictions in practice, what good are they? We need to understand whether our tools reliably predict merger outcomes or whether they result in too many false positives or negatives. In addition, merger retrospective studies can be an important asset in persuading courts to block anti-competitive mergers. First, merger retrospectives can help validate prospective merger review tools. Testing the efficacy of these tools can demonstrate to the courts that these tools are effective in identifying anti-competitive mergers. Second, retrospective studies can provide an empirical basis for a merger challenge. For example, these studies can help to persuade a court that a merger is anti-competitive by showing that similar mergers in the past resulted in anti-competitive outcomes. I see merger retrospectives as critical to ensuring the success of our merger enforcement program. Consistent with our tradition of self-examination, the FTC has been at the forefront of conducting retrospective studies. FTC economists have authored or co-authored more than 25 studies that have estimated the effects of mergers on competition. Merger retrospective studies have previously demonstrated their value to the Commission's past enforcement efforts. In the 1990s, the government lost a large number of hospital merger cases in a row, and the agencies actually considered whether to give up their hospital merger enforcement program. The Commission did not. Instead, under the direction of then-Chairman Muras, the Bureau of Economics conducted empirical economic studies that demonstrated the anti-competitive effects of certain past hospital mergers. These retrospective studies were critical in subsequent hospital merger challenges. But despite prior successes, merger retrospective studies raise a number of methodological and feasibility questions. And there are questions about what an optimal merger enforcement retrospective program should look like. There is also a practical challenge in performing a large number of merger retrospective studies that may be needed to fully understand the effects of our merger enforcement program. Merger retrospective studies are time-consuming. They require significant resources and data, so we need to understand how to best allocate our available resources in this area. In particular, we should consider whether and how the Commission can work with outside researchers on retrospective studies. That will also be a way, potentially, to improve transparency. Today's hearing will address many of these issues. The hearing will feature four panels addressing distinct sets of these questions. The first panel will focus on what we've learned from existing merger retrospectives. This panel will address questions of what are the requirements of successful retrospective studies, which industries are good candidates for such studies, and what types of questions may be effectively answered with merger retrospective studies. The second panel will focus on the use of merger retrospectives in prospective merger analysis. This panel will discuss how we can use merger retrospective studies to test the efficacy of economic tools used to forecast merger outcomes. The panel will examine what has already been done to test our economic tools and also discuss potential approaches for further testing of these tools. In addition, the panel will discuss how merger retrospective studies could be both used for qualitative and quantitative analysis in studying merger effects. The third panel will address the question of how the findings from merger retrospectives should influence merger policy. It will also discuss how retrospective studies should influence the case law. And finally, the fourth panel will focus on what should the FTC's retrospective program be over the next decade. I hope we will have a very lively, thought-provoking, and informative discussion today, and in fact, I'm very confident with these panelists that we will. It is only through vigorous debate and exchange of ideas that we can help to build a consensus on our antitrust policy and particularly our antitrust merger policy. My goal is to make it easier to achieve, my sense is that it's easier to achieve this goal if we have good quantitative evidence to rely on, and of course, the merger retrospective studies would be critical to that. Before I leave, I want to welcome all those attending the hearing from outside the FTC. I would also like to recognize the efforts of the staff of the FTC, notably the Bureau of Economics, the Office of Policy Planning, the Office of Public Affairs, and the Office of the Executive Director. My fellow FTC commissioners and I are very grateful to all of the people who have contributed to producing this impressive event, including and especially our speakers. Thank you all for attending, and I hope you enjoy today's program.